Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, today we are continuing our study on the subject of God's magnificent grace. Yesterday we talked about how the scripture tells us in 1 Peter 4:10 that we are to be good stewards of the manifold grace of God. That word manifold simply means many aspects of grace, many and varied aspects of the grace of God. Today we're going to focus on one aspect of God's grace, and that is that God's grace is His unearned or unmerited favor upon a life. We know that when we come to God as a sinner needing a Savior, that God, in His mercy and His love and His heart filled with grace, looks upon us with favor. It's not deserved. It hasn't been earned. We didn't merit God's favor. When we come to Him with our sin-stained heart, and yet the grace of God, this amazing quality of the heart of God, that it's filled with love and it's filled with mercy and it's filled with a forgiving attitude toward even the most desperate of sinners, God is able to extend grace to the one who calls upon His name. And this grace, this ability to look at a person with favor, with a favorable attitude, without a judging, harsh, or critical eye, even though the person is deserving of that judgment, God's grace is what will take the sinner and bring him into the kingdom of God as a dear son because of this grace of God. Ephesians 2:8 tells us, "For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Both the grace, that favor of God to look upon a sin-sick sinner with eyes of favor, is a gift from God. And the faith that God imparts to a person to believe that God could forgive him and accept him is also a gift. So the grace of God is an unearned gift, an unmerited gift. In Titus 3:5, we find the same idea. It says, "He saved us not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to His mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit." Acts 15:11 says, "But we believe that we are saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus." Romans 11:6 says, "But if it be by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace." Titus 2:11 says, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men." It is God's grace, an unearned and an unmerited and an undeserving blessing from God, that allows a perfectly holy God to look favorably on a perfectly sinful man and bring him into relationship with Himself as the Father, wash him white as snow, and look upon him as if he never sinned at all. Titus 3:7 says that, "being justified by His grace, we might be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." The word justified can be defined as just as if you never sinned. In other words, it says that God's grace justifies you, or it makes you look to God just as if you never sinned, so that you could become an heir according to the hope of eternal life. It's God's grace that will justify you or make you just as if you didn't sin, even if you've committed the most hideous of sins in the eyes of God. How can a person who has sinned so deeply receive the cleansing power of God? By believing that He's a God of grace. A friend of ours who's an evangelist works with people on the streets of San Francisco, and there he has met many drug addicts, prostitutes, drug dealers, thieves, homeless people, drunkards, people who have engaged in some of the most ungodly and wicked activities. And yet, God's grace is available to them as well as to the person who has lived a moral life and yet has never availed himself of the grace of God, because God's grace is not something that is earned by your good performance. So whether you are a tax-paying good citizen who's never asked Jesus Christ to come into your life and save you and make you clean and make you new again and become a child of the living God, if you're that person who's never given Christ lordship or leadership of your life, you're no better off than the prostitute on the streets of San Francisco who's never given their life to Christ. Because God does not see you as better than the person who lives in the depths of sordid sin. Because God's grace only comes to the person who humbles themselves and asks for God's grace. God's grace is available, but it says that God gives grace to the humble person. And the humble person recognizes that God's grace isn't given to him because of his performance. It's not earned. God's grace is never earned. It isn't earned because you have kept a set of rules or lived a life that you would deem to be acceptable in God's sight. In Romans 11:6, it says, "If it's by grace, then it is no more by works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace." This simply means that it isn't based on what you've done, or it wouldn't be grace. Grace is given not by your performance. It's given because of the love and the mercy of God. In Galatians, it talks about how righteousness comes by Christ through the grace of God. It does not come because you kept the law or performed good deeds. It says in Galatians 2:21, "I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness comes by the law, then Christ is dead in vain." But righteousness, God looking at you and deeming you to be in right standing with God, doesn't come because you've lived a decent life. It comes because you've availed yourself of God's grace. Whoever thinks they're justified by the law is fallen from grace, Galatians 5:4 tells us. So if you think that you are justified in the sight of God because you've kept some strict rules or perhaps some code of ethics that you adhere to, that you should be pleasing in God's sight, you have to understand that God says you have fallen from grace. You're not under the grace of God. Ephesians 1:7 tells us how we receive forgiveness from God, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Grace is not earned, it is a gift from God. One other thing that I want to bring to your attention about this unmerited and unearned favor, that God is indeed willing to overlook your sin, your shortcomings, your failures when you come to Him. He's willing to overlook them and look at you still with a heart and eyes of favor towards you. But grace is not license to sin because God's so full of grace He won't mind. I have heard people say things such as, well, God loves me and He knows my weakness. He'll give me grace for this area of my life because He knows it's just hard for me. That is not an accurate picture of God's grace. Grace is not a license to sin because God's so good He won't mind. Jude 1:4 warns us about people who take on that attitude. It says that these people will turn the grace of our God into lasciviousness, or the Amplified Bible says, perverting the grace of God into lawlessness, wantonness, and immorality. We don't want to look at God's grace as a license to sin because God's so good and so kind that He'll overlook all of our sinful ways and still love us anyway. No, God's grace and His kindness will lead you to repentance, and then God's grace will give you the power and the spiritual strength to live out a life that is pleasing to God. Join me tomorrow as we continue in this study on the magnificent grace of God.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.